intro and
everything. Oh, this is all usable.
Yeah, this is just, we're just gonna go, rolling start. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Welcome to Nodcast episode 304, Pepper Spat Cop.
Well, actually, oh my God. Probably actually do a...
We're not going to cut any of that. Don't even act like we are.
Yes, we are.
No. All of that was perfectly admissible as evidence.
That's the problem. It could be admissible as evidence. No one must know about my plans to follow in Aum Shinrikyo's footsteps and become a fat Buddha wannabe and gain superpowers.
Do any of us know?
Welcome to Nodcast, episode 312.
Wow.
We got into snort.
It's my allergies have been bad lately.
Sarah's excuse is he snorts when he gets drunk, so.
Uh-huh.
That's how you can gauge how drunk he is.
That's why I hear him snorting at work all the time.
No, that's just allergies. No, I meant when he's laughing and snorts.
We should actually start the show for real. And
this was the start.
Okay, fine. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzle.
That was it.
I'm embarrassed.
That was the real one.
Yeah, this is the real one. Introduce yourself, mystery person on the
screen. Oh, yeah. I'm Pepper Coyote, whom none of you can see. You can only hear my everlasting voice.
To be fair, they can't see us either.
This is the most...
Oh, visual. No?
Podcasting is the most visual medium known to man.
Oh, dude, I figured it was like a YouTube live stream at this point, or like
No.
It's funny because I did have someone my YouTube channel be like, hey, when are you going to do some videos with your Nodcast co-hosts? Never. I replied. Well, actually, I didn't reply. I'm just like, oh God, that would be terrible.
I figured this is going like straight to Amazon Prime or Netflix.
Netflix like invested to make like Nodcast animated series to air like right after BoJack Horseman or something.
Oh God!
Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
I want to see their interpretation of the Chakat snail trails. Where it's just them sliding across the ground on their massive tits and their lactating nipples. Welcome,
man.
We're
like T-minus 20 seconds in.
So, Saver noticed that once I started playing No Cock Like Horse Cock, you immediately showed up. So now we know how
to sell
it.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works. So, what I have discovered, which I don't know if you're aware of or not, but someone has made a PMV, a pony music video set to
I'm quite aware.
It is on the YouTubes.
And it features the gayest pony of all, Brayburn.
Yep.
Well, Brayburn. Ooh. The artist Brayburn is pretty gay, too.
I'm the only person here who does not know.
Hold on a sec. I can actually...
Well, I know about the video.
You've seen the video. Okay.
Oh, I'm quite aware.
Oh, okay. All right.
The whole thing has been put onto, like, YouTube. I don't know if you call it pirated to YouTube, or it's just been put there without anybody asking when they did it. And I'm like, that's fine with me.
Because
if I did it, I may be under a contract to not do that. But I can't stop the internet.
Well, this particular one was the one set to ponies, so...
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people posting their anime music videos with Linkin Park and Dragon Ball Z, you know.
This is better.
Goku throwing fireballs.
I've become divine.
They're crawling in my skin as he charges up to Super Saiyan and...
Mom, I'm recording a video. Go away.
I made you some Hot Pockets. So, yeah, we got Pepper Cody here. We might have Fox and Moore show up at some point, maybe? It's late. Yeah, I mean, he is off in Scotland, and it is really, really late. I mean, he's been fighting the haggis all weekend, I'm sure. That's what the Scots do, you know, they have to keep the haggis away from their house every day.
Wait them off.
Haggis is my pet name for me cock, because it's plump and full of goodness.
Oh my God.
See, I was going with the haggis as a monster.
It is a monster, laddie. Have you never seen the pictures?
No.
So, in the absence of Fox...
That's why there's Telegram secret chats.
That's right, yeah. In the absence of Fox, I will play Fox.
Yes.
Just be a Scottish and...
Just reply with, ach.
Ach, struth.
Beneficent as you can.
I'm calling live from the city of Cockwaffle.
Cockwaffle. So now that we actually do have a guest here, we should actually talk about why we have a guest here as opposed to our usual shenanigans.
Oh, I'm just rambling on until somebody gets a tangent and runs with it wildly.
We just have coyotes to do that.
Yeah. So
I wasn't actually expecting.
I'm not even here to contribute.
So
I'm pretty much just here to laugh in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you're our live audience member.
Yeah, we got a live audience.
Just one.
Great.
I can just
You know, eventually one day we'll maybe have two or three.
I'll just bring people over to my house, so we'll see, contribute the entire audience.
Why don't you put this on YouTube? And I'm like,
have you seen the comments on YouTube?
Because that would be kind of a nightmare.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
fine.
So let's forget all about our fame on YouTube.
We don't have
about
any.
Pepper's fame on YouTube, or wherever he is. We were talking about you being a popular musician.
So.
Musician. It's like a magician, but with horrible furry slang in front of it.
If we can do a pun, we will.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't, we get...
Working.
We've got a quota.
If we fail to work in a pun, we're punished.
Jesus.
So you make music, right?
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I've been a musician in the family for about 6 years.
Well, okay. We already did the basic interview the last time.
Oh.
So
the deluxe edition now?
This is the Get to Know Pepper Deeper edition.
My God.
Yes. So
there'll be a link to part one in the description.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. It's episode 300. It'll be easy to find.
Yep.
So, Pepper, why are you here?
Right now? Like, specifically? Well, we're kind of on, like, this weird media tour. We're on a media tour, me and Foxamore, but he's not here because it's 3 a.m. and in Scotland. So, we're assuming he's just in bed. But we're doing this media tour for our new collaborative original release, our first ever album under the, I guess, band name or, like, duo name of Foxes and Peppers. We've been doing concerts under Foxes and Peppers for a while, and then at FC we were sitting around at the dealer's table, and he's like, hey, we're going to do an album. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. And then he just starts tweeting it, and he's like, yep, it's happening. Can't undo it. I already told everybody. We're doing it. I'm like, all right.
That's how you do things these days.
You've tweeted it.
Yeah.
You can't untweet it.
People are like, where's that album? So, you know. And we decided we're going to call the thing hashtag because I think it's really, really funny when like bad social media, people for like Hot Pockets or whatever, theirs is good, but like if like Coors is horrible, I don't know how to use Twitter thing. It's like blah, 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 blah. Hashtag social media, hashtag summer. And you're like, oh,
hashtag BoJack thoughts.
Misunderstanding how hashtags are supposed to function.
Right.
So I would do really horrible hashtags at my shows. I'd be like, hashtag like wieners in my ears, blah, pepper coyote. And that would be my hashtag and you'd search for it. And we also were doing hashtag FAP, foxes and peppers, which has been working out fantastically for us.
FAP.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was at one of those shows. I can't remember which one it was. Was it FC, maybe?
Oh, I hope. It was either FC or TFF.
It was either an FC or TFF. Actually, it must have been FC. Yeah, because TFF was too recent. I think it was... Yeah, it was FC, because Khaki was with me.
I can't believe you ever get out of there to like see anything. But I guess it was late at night, kind of.
Yeah, it was like 8 o'clock or something, wasn't it? 6 or 8 o'clock, something like that.
So we hijacked this hashtag.
Yeah.
This hashtag is pretty much entirely pornography, and then we get to jump on there, and it's fun. So he's like, let's just call the whole album hashtag. So we'll have hopefully a good time with that. I'm still excited to see the album cover, because it's going to be a hashtag. Pretty easy.
Who's drawing the awesome hashtag? Is it going to be a full-on painting by, like Sophie Cobber or Ken Kett or something?
Yeah, it'll be the most... painterly hashtag ever.
Yes. I want to make sure I say her thing right, because she has a Twitter that like nobody ever looks at, and it messes me up. Just want to make sure I say it right. So, yeah. Let me... Oh, God. The freaking...
Is it electrofencer?
Hourglass? No, what, the magnifying glass. The magnifying glass, so I think freaking will work. So I'm sitting here tapping and vamping. And like, yeah, and my phone's going to work. There it is. Okay. Oh, the, well, V-A-N... Yeah. Oh, okay. Vanted? It's Vanted. Oh, yeah. Vanted. She's freaking great. If you guys ever want to check out some good art, she only has 1,100 followers, and it's really weird. But she's V-A-N-T-I-D-A-R-T. Yep, V-A-N-T-I-D-A-R-T. She's Vanted Art.
Dealer at Brave Fiesta for many years now. She's got really good stuff.
Yeah, I think she's really she's just Vanted on FA as well, and I think she's got more followers there. But
and if you type in Vanted into Google, it's just like DeviantArt?
Yeah, maybe that's where she is. Maybe she's less furry than...
Well, she has a wiki for her to... I'm sure she posts the clean stuff to...
She doesn't really do dirty stuff, as far as I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Weird. She doesn't even do that much porn. I think that's why she's not popular.
Oh, yeah, that's Fox Amore. That's his character.
Oh.
The really cool one she called Sound Waves, where he's like the art, the water. Yeah. The
water is so cool.
Yes. He also looks naked in it, so it's like so hot. Anyway,
he's always naked.
He's like,
I'm always clothed.
It's like, I have fur beneath clothes.
So, to the album. So is it all original pieces? Is it, there's some instrumental and lyrics, all lyrics? What is it?
This album is going to be kind of like ridiculous. It's going to be all over the place. Fox has some that are totally just instrumental, and I might be playing guitar, just doing like oohs and ahs in the back. Mm-hmm. Then we have other ones that I wrote, and I kind of tried to write as if I was writing like one of Fox's songs. I was trying to write like he writes. Mm-hmm. So it's all like 680 and all bittersweet and trying to be all whooshy and whoa. The way he writes his like singles that have vocalists and stuff. And then we just did this thing. It's the song called, it's a secret. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but he did a song where I was singing like a Stevie Wonder as I could. And it's all like sexy, smooth jazz. And like, this is weird. It's going to be all over the place, but hopefully it'll be cool. Should be good.
This is a song that you that was already revealed on Twitter, right? Because you could talk about that.
Which one? Oh yeah, we have one non-original song. We actually have a cover that we bought the licensing to. We're going to be doing our version of "Try Everything" from Zootopia. Because why not? We're sticking that thing on there.
There's our first mention of Zootopia for the show. Yay!
Yeah. Oh, I was just paying that licensing cost.
Not telling.
Oh, okay. I hope you make enough to cover it.
It's better than you think. It's it's not going to wipe out all of our potential
problems. Yeah, I've talked to some Level 3 about it a little bit, and it's like there's... Did you use the thing? I think Wolf had told me there's like a central repository company that basically controls the licensing rights to like pretty much all the music.
The Something Fox Corporation or whatever. That's actually what it's called. It has Fox in it. I don't know if it's the guy's... I want to say Guy Fox, but I don't think it's the Guy Fox Corporation.
No, probably not.
But, like, you pay them, and we're only getting the mechanical rights to it, so it's not like we're buying licensing to use that song, like if we're, like, a TV show, just wanted to play it or whatever. Oh, we're just having the rights to perform that song, but we have to do an all-original recording of it, so the rights are relatively cheap.
Yeah, it's
all... It's not like we're using the song.
If you're licensing Shakira's actual vocals as opposed to a car commercial, as opposed to, you're dealing with the songwriters, I guess. In that case, is where the funds would actually go.
They all get a cut of it, mostly Disney, but like they lets us perform it and sell it.
Yeah.
Up to a certain number of copies, then we have to pay again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's some of the mainstream publishing works the same, depending on like your print run or something. It'll be like 500 or 1,000 copies or 5,000 copies if you're a bigger company or whatever, and then you'll have to relicense the right to reprint the story from whoever's holding the rights to it, that sort of thing. But All right, boring business stuff. It's interesting, yeah, though, but, you know.
Do things legally, kids, if you can. That's otherwise, right. Just do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not your mom.
Do things in a manner that will not have Disney crush your hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even then, they're like, pay us a license. We're like, okay.
So you're premiering this at Anthrocon, right?
Yeah, we get to do for the, it's kind of a low-level dream of mine to do a concert that just is play an album from the beginning to end, and the concert, I think, is going to be track one to track last, probably 12, I think, of Hashtag. We're running the whole thing all the way through, and I'm going to have my parents there, and they're going to fucking get a hotel room and stay for the whole con, and I'm going to be like, look at all this furry nonsense, and my dad will be like, this is really gay. I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. My mom will have a great time, because she's like a drunk now, which is weird.
Well,
which is where I'm starting to see where I get it from.
It's like, this is mom, dad, this is where I've gotten myself in the life, and your mom's got a bottle of wine. That's my boy.
Whenever they get too embarrassed, I just have to like just wave my a wad of cash at them, be like, look at my business, look at this. Like, okay,
look, I'm making a rain on myself. You just sort of upend your cash box over your head.
Look at all these fives, Mom.
I've even got my own groupies. I'm not yet. Shut up, Fox. You're my groupie.
Don't embarrass
me in front of people.
I'm drowning in Tubman's over here.
So I'm assuming you're out, quote-unquote, to your parents about the furry.
Oh, my God. Are we talking about this now?
Yeah, no, I'm curious. They're going to go to AnthroCon. I'm, like, actually curious. How did this conversation go?
The Barony community had an ultra-cringy phrase coming out of the stable. What does... There's no furry one.
There shouldn't be. Stop doing that.
There shouldn't be.
I know. I'm curious. You don't have to talk to us about it if it was, like, deeply traumatic or anything like that. Oh, I'm just
out of the kennel.
No, make everybody.
I have heard the term.
Don't even do this.
I'm sorry, we're going down that dark trail.
With a coyote, it would be like coming out of the dumpster.
A fox, the current meme, coming out of the trash.
It's fine.
It's like, poor I can fox do with is it. Buying into the mainstream narrative. You are not trash, you're adorable.
Oh.
You saw me tweet that one pic. It was like a red fox in a rubbish bin.
Oh,
just like labeled general rubbish.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, no, foxes, you are cute. Do not buy into the meme that foxes are trash.
Did you see the other video of the little baby fox running into the trash can?
Like, even as a youngling, it knows its place. That's so mean. We are not the basic bitches of the fandom.
You're not?
I'm Fennec, so I'm not even a red fox.
Your Vulpine solidarity.
Yeah. Fox pride, yo. I actually have one of those little silly pins that they were selling. By the same people that had, like, the masks, the bandanas with the furry...
Oh, this must be a different one.
I think it was the same person selling both of those.
Because Kit Kyle made Fox Pride and Wolf Pride.
No. Maybe I got it from Kit Kyle. I don't know. I have it.
Anyway, Pepper, so how'd the story go?
Talk about it. That's the thing. It's like so mundane and like boring. People will think I'm like making it up or glossing over some details. Because people make it this thing where like, oh, have you told your parents? I'm like, what? How do you, if you mailed it up to be this big weird thing, it's like you never gather all your friends and family in a room like, Mom, Dad, I have something very important to tell you. I really enjoy Coors Light. And you're like, oh, no, son of mine. It would never happen. So, like, if you, like, build it up as this huge thing, and you go, Mom, Dad, I really like cartoons a lot, and I'm going to dress up in this dog costume. They're like, oh, okay, all right, it's fine.
You let me watch Robin Hood, and I felt funny.
So, like, I was telling my parents, hey, I'm going to this thing called Anthrocon, the thing, and they'll... That was it, though. They were like, what's that? I'm like, it's like a thing where we dress up in animals and look at stuff. I'm like, whatever. And so I come back, and then like a year later, I was like, well, I come back, I'm like, here are these pictures. And they're like, oh, that's weird. And then I got my fursuit like 9-10 months. No, a full year after that. A year after that. And then I was like, Mom, you know, it came. And she was like, what? And then we like unboxed it together. And that was adorable. And then she put on my head. She's like, you can't breathe in this. You're not allowed to wear it. I'm like, shut up. I'm 20. Do whatever I want.
I'm an adult.
And then I went back to college, and then I'm like, I'm playing gigs, and they're just concerned, hey, stop spending all the gas money. And then eventually it became semi-profitable, so I'm like, yeah, it's fine. My dad's like, anything you can do to be a performer. I see you, didn't you? My dad does not talk like that. Why did I give him the voice? Oh. So now I've gotten to come to my last two AC shows because they live kind of near Pittsburgh, like 3 hours away or so, in Erie. Don't track down my parents. Listeners, casual listeners, censor out their location now.
I will show up on their yard with my furry books.
At 397 West Maple. Okay. So I finally convinced my parents, like, you guys should come out and visit me in Arizona. And then my mom's like, your father won't get on a plane. So I'm like, what? Okay. So come this month, not working, not working. I'm like, why don't you guys just freaking buy a hotel room and go through the entire Anthrocon? And she's like, well, how do I get a hotel? I'm like, Mom, you're 60. You have to know how to get a hotel. So I'm like walking them through on the phone. Okay, go to anthrocon.com. And they're like, well, why can't we just book at the regular thing? And then we looked and the Omni is like $300 a night if you book it regularly. We're like, or go through the website and it's $170. Okay. So we booked days. I guided her through registration. And then she's like, well, what animal picture am I going to have on my badge? I'm like, whatever stock one they give you. She's like, but don't you get your own? So I like commissioned them art badges, and now we're going to have all matching coyote art badges, and I'm going to feel weird about myself.
Oh, I saw those. Those are adorable.
I'm pretty happy. You know, we're pretty cute. She's doing. They don't know who that voice is.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Moore is here with me, who is my man.
Hi. I'm someone.
Hello.
He brought me Taco Bell.
I'm just making him fat. I'm going away now. Bye.
He is a valuable person. He will bring you Taco Bell or Taco Bueno.
He's valued.
Did he bring you Bell or Bueno? Life.
So is he a dog? Does he fetch?
Taco Bell. He's like a cat, but also a coyote because I made him one.
Oh, okay.
So now he's that.
It's
communist. So did he bring you the thing so you can get the Overwatch headset? Is that what you're doing?
The Overwatch headset? What is that?
Oh, I guess not.
Ooh.
Yeah, Taco Bell was Blizzard's doing a promotion at Taco Bell where, like, if you get a combo, you could win, like, a special, like, Razer headset and copy of the game, similar to how Vermi won a PS4.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, did you talk about how Vermi actually won the fucking PS4?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I did the same thing that he did, waited till like 3 a.m. to send it in, but I didn't win.
Oh,
and also, dang. I didn't play it. I was like, if I want to do this, I have to eat more Taco Bell.
That's not up.
That's a step too far. I'm not poor. I can buy a headset if I want one. And I have one already. Actually, I lived it.
I still enjoy Taco Bell, though.
It's alright, but I don't.
I had it today because I had to go to the bank next door.
Thank you for living up to all the coyote stereotypes.
I just love garbage.
That's
all I do. All day. Eat child nonsense, crazy clown food, and then I wonder why I'm like, oh, I feel weird. Spinning through, like, I'm busy suddenly. Because we ate Arby's for 7 meals in a row.
Oh, God. Arby's, eat death.
Do you follow the Nihilist Arby's Twitter account?
They've been quiet.
Oh, lately. Absolutely.
They have been, yeah.
I wonder if they got shut down.
No, they just stopped caring.
Oh, how?
Wow.
Apropos. And of course, you know, I mentioned the whole Taco Bell thing, and I'm like, I've already paid them $60 for that fucking game. I bought the Origins Edition on PC. It was my YouTube fun box. And so, like, if I had another copy, what would I do with it? I'd, like, I guess I'd give it to Tesser.
Or we could auction it off for charity. I don't know.
Leave it unwrapped.
Why help people? God.
Why help? Next thing you'll say, I should donate money to kid with cancer.
Ew. Kidding. We love kids with cancer. So anyway, back to Pepper's album. This would be really positive for sales. Okay. I could feel it. So, for people who are not going to be at Anthrocon, not me, because I'm not poor.
Wow.
That took a second there, guys.
Punch. We're now accepting bribes.
For people not going to AnthroCon, when will your when and how will your album be released for online sales?
It'll be originally just on at AnthroCon thing. Oh my god, that was a great sentence. It'll be debuted at AC.
Okay.
And then I'm hoping if we work it out right, like we should have it so at the same day it should go available for online release if Fox is doing this right. We're putting everything through his Bandcamp because he has like way more people following him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when he releases a thing, there's like thousands of people that get a thing that says Fox has a new album. So hopefully we'll drive some business.
Famous sound. We're doing
a pretty good job of like just trusting each other to not screw each other over. We have not signed any contracts. Like, we're not, I don't know. I'm not going to ask to see his statements. He seems pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. See, these are things I can't say if Fox was here, because they'd be like, what are you talking about?
You're a loose cannon.
You know this is recorded, and there's a chance he might get to hear this, right?
Yeah, but I've said only positive things. I said he wouldn't rob me, kind of.
Fox, how could you afford this 100-year-old scotch? I don't know.
And why aren't you sharing?
Here's your £5 for this year's sales.
It's like, the whole thing's just going to fund like more freaking albums. It seems to be how it works. It's like, we're going to use this one to pay for the next one, and then pay for the next one.
Well, that's kind of how you have to do it with the hobbyist thing. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, I jokingly said internet fun buck, but basically any money I'm making from YouTube, I'm turning directly back into things that will hopefully make me more money on YouTube.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean,
I need to
self-fund it. Yeah. Well, at least you're not sinking money into a pit. I mean, you know, for a planet for the first couple of years of owning a business, you're...
It's going to like, Buzz, are you going to get real dark on me?
No.
Sinking money into a pit for a planet.
No. Like the first couple of years, you know, you're building up your business and you're buying equipment and stuff like that. And yeah, you're throwing money in a hole and hoping that it pays off after a point. And then you hit that point where like... you're break even, and then you're into positive a little, but you're into positive, but then you're turning around and putting it into other projects. Mine and Tyrion's case, any money we have left over usually ends up going back into the fandom by walking around the dealer's room and buying, you know, old Fox and Pepper's new CD. You know?
It's not a terrible way to be.
Available at AnthroCon, July 4th weekend in Pittsburgh,
Pennsylvania. The boom. The best city.
Yeah. The Steel City.
I really like Pittsburgh, and it's hard to explain why, because it's such like a dinky little city.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to AnthroCon in Pittsburgh a few times, and I've never gone more than basically. I've stayed with you, Fuzz. I've walked across the street to go to Subway. I've gone to Fernando's, and I go back to the convention center. That is the furthest I've gone in that entire city.
You can stay in that little block around the convention center, and there's like umpteen restaurants around there,
Tonic.
And I mean, what I really like about the city is how much they've embraced our money. I mean, our community. The money is part of it. Yeah, you know, they realize these people are hungry and they're willing to spend money. That's awesome. But also the city coming out last year with the parade and everything, and it is kind of weird, like, hey, where are you going on your vacation? Ha ha, sunny Pittsburgh. It does sound a little odd, I guess.
Man, they have a kick-ass fireworks show, though.
Yeah. AC being over the 4th of July is pretty cool.
Because it's, like, right there on the river.
Yep.
I'm a little sad that there are no Pirates games that weekend. Then I could have a really good time.
Is that like a Pirates? Is that like a BitTorrent thing? Or
oh, my God.
Someone's playing Second Life on the motel Wi-Fi. Fuck.
Holy shit.
They're pirating all the prims.
All the interwebs. No.
Oh, we had a bunch of friends over, and none of them had heard of Second Life, and I couldn't believe it. Because I thought there was, like, every furry went through this weird Second Life thing at some point in their lives.
Well,
but apparently, only
like
me.
But the thing is, remember that was, like, what, 2004 or so?
Yeah.
I got in 2010.
It's only furries of a certain age.
Yeah, I there actually are photos. I need to go and dig it up. but I actually have photos on my live journal. Remember that, kids? Of me having, like, my first Finnick Ave, mm-hmm. like, dancing in some furry club. What's my brand? Mm-hmm.
Rainbow Tiger.
Yeah, it was Rainbow Tiger, and it was in one of the fur, and then also, like, photos of me in, like, the fur formation mm-hmm. islands. And then, like, I thought my little avatar was the shit, and then I look at it now, I'm like, it is shit, but it's not the shit. And then I'm like, I can get a new one. But why? And then I uninstall it.
It's like a Lego Fennec.
Yeah.
It's a big block.
It's a PlayStation 2, early PlayStation 2 Fennec.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still looks just like that.
It doesn't really?
They've gotten like a little better. They've moved to like a new thing. Does it still look
like Tomb Raider 1 Lara Croft?
Basically? It's not. They've moved from prims to now it's like mesh or whatever.
And you know, they have flexible prims so you can have giant floppy horse cocks everywhere.
That's mm-hmm. what mesh now does because everything's flexible. But that was like 3 years ago, so I don't know. They might be on a whole new thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember back like, you had to have various states. And basically it was like you attach this thing and certain things were invisible. And so like to animate this little like, step. I'm doing hand motions to demonstrate it to them, but little stepped animations of, you know.
Yeah.
Various stages of arousal.
Yeah.
What was funny was you walk around and you turn on view transparencies or whatever, and you can see everyone's invisible attachments, so people walk around with, like, wings and horns and giant horse cocks along with other cocks, and it's just like you see all the shit they've got attached
to their body. I can see beyond the veil. Madness takes me.
It's like Lovecraft never imagined this shit.
Well, like for a long time I had like a Halo 1 Master Chief armor, but I would wear the armor with my Fennec head, so I was just like a Fennec running around in Halo armor. Mm-hmm.
God. I don't know if I've told Pepper this Second Life story. This always amuses me. But a friend of mine that bought an Optimus Prime avatar, and it had the animations to transform into like truck mode and stuff like that. Right. Well, he took off the Optimus Prime avatar and he put his lion avatar back on, but he forgot to take off the animations that were associated with the Transformer avatar. Mm-hmm. So he hit the same commands, and his lion avatar's arms crack backwards at the elbows, dislocate at the shoulders, and then bends backwards at the waist. And you have this little lion-shaped, like a truck, and it's just like,
That is how you know you're doing it right.
Yeah.
You kids with your IMVU, you miss out on things like this.
Is IMVU like Second Life? Is that how that works?
It's basically Second Life chat rooms.
Ooh, that's all Second Life was a fucking chat room, but you could kind of walk around and it would like break, so you'd have to like reload to try and walk across the room again and it would break.
Or you'd go towards something and there'd be an invisible grid wall you'd run into, so you had to figure out how to navigate around the thing. It's like, I'm trying to get to the other side of these fuckers and blocked it off.
And somebody would invade your island and throw penises all over the place.
Or smoke bombs. I did that. A couple times.
Because you're awful?
Yeah.
I'm trying to consider whether I want to eat the Taco Bell while I'm on the show, or like wait till it's cold.
The thing is, cold Taco Bell is just disgusting.
I don't know, I'll reheat it, I don't care. I'm my own man. I don't need nobody.
Cold pizza? Alright. Taco Bell?
He's a coyote. It doesn't matter if it's disgusting.
True. If it's a dead raccoon, he'd be fine.
I'll eat that raccoon.
Licking yourself, cold Taco Bell, what's the difference? Well, I guess licking yourself is warmer. But probably more fun.
So that's going to be
cool. Both of them have a gooey ending.
Anthropom should be a lot of fun. I'm not going to be able to go because reasons.
You gotta believe
that you can go to Anthropon.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could if, in theory, like my audiobook sales continue to be really, really good and stuff like that. But I don't know. You
could get a ride out there on somebody's comp. Be like, you know, like all these like 20-year-old twinks are doing. You're like, I'll suck you off all weekend if you don't stay in the room.
I'm a 30...
Man, that is not worth it at all.
33-year-old, totally... I'm a 33-year-old bear. Except I'm like a hairless bear because I can't grow body hair for...
Sure. Like a child.
The number of BJs it would take to give you a freaking $400 worth of hotel room.
That's no fucking hair here.
Your jaw would be so tired.
I got more scars than I've got body hair.
That's not even. You make your fursona like a python. You can unhinge your jaw and take all the dicks.
You have to like figure out a way to manufacture something for me. Like, I need like several pounds of like pancakes. And I was like, well, it costs money. Well, fucking, you gotta synthesize that. You gotta alchemy me some cold Taco Bell. It would be. These blowjobs are infinite. You can give me something I need.
So trading Taco Bell for blowjobs is what.
It'd be more likely. Like I would be more likely to accept food than sexual favors for things.
Right. I'm just going and be selling my stuff and. Hey, are you guys anywhere near our table, by the way? We're on, like, row A.
Oh, God. It's wherever Fox actually gets the table, and then I just kind of squat at it, because I've let him do that for me a few times. So wherever his table is, that's also mine, kind of?
The last time I visited his table at an AnthroCon, he was on the absolute opposite, furthest point away from my table as possible.
He was right by the door. He looked like a guest of honor. It was ridiculous.
He's like, I'm at row A. He's at row Z.
Yeah, this wasn't a year he was a GOH. I think he just had it. But he was on the basically the air wall that borders the artist alley.
Hmm. And you're on the physical wall.
Yeah. You know, we're in the... Well, that's different now. The artist alley and the art show are in the next hall over, so I guess...
I haven't been since they've expanded. I think the last one was 3 years ago?
What?
And the last
AnthroCon I went to.
Mine was 2001, so...
Shit's changed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a tinge. It was falling in TFF then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's grown.
Just a tinge.
You guys don't want a table anywhere near Fox's.
Last time
like...
I went to AC, I came back and I had a husband, so...
Oh, yeah, man. That's a terrible STD.
You can pick up all kinds of things in the dealer's room.
You know, I still I really need to do that. I need to sit down and scan.
Pick up a husband at AnthroCon?
No. Oh, okay. More trouble than it's worth. I have a bunch of photos though from AnthroCon 2004 of like proto fursuits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow!
Like I should totally scan those and put them on my Instagrams and be fur famous.
I've got a bunch of pictures from MFM 99.
Because suits have come a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where the fan Nick cup fursuit looks better than the official Nick fursuit. There's our second Zootopia mentioned in the show! Ding, 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 ding!
Take a shot. So why wouldn't we want to be near Fox's table at AnthroCon?
Because, like, the crowding between the two of our tables would be ridiculous. Not because that many people are showing up and, like, buying tons and tons of business. It's just that people come to our tables not really even to buy stuff, just to, like, be near him. So you would have a line of people standing there talking to him.
So he has groupies.
I'm sure people do that to you a little bit, but you're probably also the point where you're like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Buy something to leave.
We do get the occasional people that, like, hear me on the show, and they're like, oh my god, I love podcasts. But if they're listening to the show, they've also heard me decry things like booth barnacles
stop doing it.
And the guy who will not leave and shit like that. So people kind of know
move
what to
on.
Expect.
We actually had a dude that said, was like, not booth barnacles, like, oh, I heard you on your shows at HavenCon this last weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, you listen to both, cool.
So Brony and Furbag.
Oh no! Maybe they're a furry. I made a pony bag.
Or vice versa.
True.
There's a lot of vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. Come listen to my filthy, dirty, Murray Purry fur tag podcast. You really hear what I think.
Okay, so this is. Do you mind if we shift topics for just a second?
Sure.
Okay. So there's this drama in the mainstream sci-fi literary community called The Sad Puppies and the Rabid Puppies.
Oh, God,
that goes around the Hugo Awards, where they put up their slate of who they want nominated. And so this year, there's been a couple of rather odd choices have made it into the final round of nominations.
Yep.
So nominated for Best Short Form Video is an episode of My Little Pony, which Cutie Mark something.
Cutie Map 1 and 2.
Cutie Map. So it's a two-parter, which means it's up against one of the best episodes ever of Doctor Who.
And I'm pretty sure that it's not going to win.
But also, in the Hugo category for Best Short Story, is one of the works of Chuck Tingle.
Yep.
So, and
Pepper, Space Raptor for... Butt Invasion, I think it was.
Yeah.
Pepper, oh, is that the attack of the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting fucked in the butt.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I got banged in the butt by my butt.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And Obama's butt banged my butt's butt.
The follow-up was like, I got banged in the butt by my book, banged in the butt by my own butt. something like that. It's ridiculous. Although...
It's pounded in the butt, isn't it?
Pounded in the butt, yeah.
By my own butt.
By my butt.
There's also, like, the one that's about a hunter who is pounded in the butt by Cecil the Lion. So he's always very topical.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is basically a popular shit poster. He basically probably has a template. It's fucking Mad Libbed. Right? But basically, I think all the Hugos have really proven is that it's really easy to ballot stuff because their voting rules are very lax. You just basically have to be a member of, like, what, Worldcon or whatever. You have to buy a voting membership.
Which is $200. So
voting membership costs $40.
Oh. Yeah.
$40 to vote for pound in the butt my own butt.
Yeah. So still, you gotta be willing to put out $40 to basically fuck up sci-fi's premier award ceremony.
Yeah.
That's some dedicated fucking trolling.
Yeah, it's just one of those, it's also kind of like when, like the Ursa Majors, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be a voting, used to vote, it doesn't require much at all, but you just have to actually put forth the effort to do it.
Right, yeah. And their voting system is sort of archaic and, you know, top of the line for 1995, so you do have to deal with that. Well, but you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, and it's basically them they're basically flooding the inbox with shit, as it were.
I swear if Chuck Tingle wins the Hugo, I was gonna be like, Well,
that was a thing.
I mean, you know, it lasted like 80 years. It was legit.
I will say that I saw Mitch Larson's tweet. He's like, I don't care about the politics, I'm just fucking stoked. It's basically like, I don't care that it was put in there to, like, to fight the SJW menace. It was just like, I get one of little rocket pins. I'm up for a Hugo Award. My first book is out.
Well, he didn't write the episode, though, right?
He wrote the Cutie Mat episode.
It was Larson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, at least a fun guy will win the Hugo.
Well, he gets the pin. He gets the little rocket pin.
Right, yeah.
Because, remember, the author Mark...
With the nominees, yeah.
Everybody gets a little rocket pin that's super exclusive. It's not super exclusive, but it's like, I'm a writer that has been nominated for a Hugo. My writer peen is like 5 feet longer now.
Right, yes, yes.
I mean, in Larson's second book,
cash that in for like 100 more Twitter followers.
So they can put like Hugo nominated show My Little Pony in like every bit of advertising now, or what?
Yeah.
They could. Hey, it's also gotten like daytime Emmy nominations.
So it's up against that poor woman on Days of Our Lives that never wins an Emmy?
Yeah. Well, daytime Emmy for children's animation.
I lost to My Little Pony.
It's not like putting My Little Pony up against Days of Our Lives or whatever. Man, I don't even know if that show's on anymore.
If I were Stephen Moffat and Doctor Who lost to My Little Pony, I would go on a killing spree.
Wow.
Well, that would certainly be the end of this podcast.
I said if I were Stephen Moffat.
Oh, okay.
I would not be on this podcast in the first place.
I was going to say, I thought you were saying that if this happens, you're going to go on a killing spree. I was like, well, you'll kill me. And right. Then the show's over.
Let's start with you, you fucking brony fag. You'll be dead. I'll be in jail. Sheba will be looking for new cast members.
Yeah. Just her, Sarah, and then, like, they can pretend that Bo's just sitting off the side and chewing on a mic. And then it would be just something completely different, I guess. Yeah, Moffat. But I'm pretty sure that even the episode... I don't know if it would go under this... I don't fucking know, man. They're just like, hey, check out these weird nominations. Lol.
Oh, it's going to be funny when, like, you know how they... if it's like the Oscars where they show, like, a clip from the thing, so you'll have, like, you know, like, Game of Thrones, or Community, or whatever, and Doctor Who, and a clip from My Little Pony. It's just going to be such an odd dichotomy.
Well, the episode that got the nomination is basically Starlight Glimmer's Cult Town, where she's stolen everybody's cutie mark and made everybody equal by Harrison Bergeroning them. It's My Little Harrison Bergeron, the episode, except that the main characters aren't killed by shotguns at the end. Spoilers!
That'd be awesome if ponies had shotguns.
Yeah, actually, well, she did try to fucking kill the defectors at the end of the episode.
Well,
yeah, isn't she, like, this fucking just like... laser, she Dalek beam noised lasers at her the three pursuing ponies, and only Twilight stopping it with a shield spell kept them from getting zapped.
It's a fucking violent kid show.
She was gonna fucking kill them.
I grew up on non-violent things like the Watership Down cartoon.
That's not violent at all.
Not at all.
Soon to be remade with John Boyega as a hotshot defecting stormtrooper who's also a rabbit.
I hope he plays one of the rabbits that leaves the Warren just so somebody else can show up and go, traitor!
Wouldn't that be Bigwig?
No, Bigwig joins them.
Yeah.
It'd be Captain Holly.
Yeah.
He'd be like, traitor! They'll get whoever played that other stormtrooper.
And they'll start spinning a carrot.
That's right, yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Not sure I feel about being remade. I'd love the original.
Especially since it's going to be CG.
Yeah.
Oh, really? But yeah. You can't get the visceral horror of being crushed to death in a burrow with CG.
Depends on how
the violent gore of bunnies fucking killing each other in CG.
I hope it's not cheap CG and shitty.
It's a combination of BBC and Netflix that are doing it.
Hmm.
So.
I'm not. And I don't
it's going to look like fucking.
Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and
Gromit. Claymation.
That would be hilarious, though. Like, not really claymation, Watership
Down. No, actually doing a claymation. Somebody, like, lovingly piecing together this clay blood spurting out of this bunny's neck, frame by frame.
Like freaking Celebrity Deathmatch with rabbits.
What was that?
They just use ketchup.
It looked like Celebrity Deathmatch, but with rabbits.
Fund it.
Yeah. Let's start our GoFundMe.
GoFundMe?
No. Oh. Kickstarter.
Yeah, but they shut down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm okay with Kickstarter. Wait, Kickstarter was a thing?
It was Offbeater.
Oh my god, what?
It was called Offbeater.
It was called Offbeater. It was actually most well known for Anta's Heartblush projects getting funded there.
What the fuck?
Also,
is it porn? It's just oh.
So it was Kickstarter for adult projects, basically.
And probably what killed them off was processors being like, "I don't want to process your funding because porn."
Yeah, probably.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. Also, the what was the? It was a pony. Porn art book thing that was it was known for that because there was another group trying to kickstart like a national brony musician tour, and they're like, you motherfuckers gave them $63,000 for smut, you can't give us $10,000 to fund our thing. And most people's responses were, I'm not gonna jack off to you.
Oh wow,
you just said that with a musician on the show. That is awesome.
Well, I'm just saying.
Look, you can jack me off on tour or whatever.
See, Stavron, you have to make up for funding the pony porn over the musicians now.
Yeah, then you can go to AC or whatever.
Yeah, you go to AC on Pepper's Day. It's perfect.
It's my official wiener polisher. I need him to be here. Like, can you give him our badge, please?
You'd be like VIP, you know, very important peon, like behind the stage.
Hey. I'm your knob technician.
You have to take care of a very intoxicated Pepper.
There we go.
You've been practicing your deadlifts.
And I will be dead, so.
Well, I just thought his dick was just that heavy.
Yeah, oh, as long as he's not over like 230 pounds, he should be alright.
Well, that's pretty much dead on, so here we go.
I gotta watch my back.
And keep in mind, he is taller than you, so you're gonna have to do the fireman's carry.
Drag him by his feet.
Yeah.
Don't mind. Oh, gotta go down the stairs.
You know where you've got someone with a rolling dolly. You can always just go borrow it from Fuzz, and then you just drag the Pepper around the con.
Walk him up.
Be like when they were at the worst rescue ever for the 10th Doctor in his last episode, where they have him strapped to the gurney and they're going downstairs.
Yeah.
But then you get to witness me and my mom, like, fucking blacked out and falling on each other, like... And my angry dad just in the back with crossed arms like, I do not approve.
Is this what you're doing with your life, son?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And it's great.
Monthly. I do this with my wife monthly.
So.
And hey, I guess we will play the song that you provided on the break, Pepper.
Great. Well, me and a chalupa.
I'm going to cut this part out because I'll...
No. You stop it right there.
That's good.
That is the perfect point. Okay, hold on the line, Pepper. Saverin's got to stop and save the file.
You eat your chalupa.
Chat room for mistreated lovers, said right me or wrong tonight. Given all that he'd seen and all that she'd taken, I'm doubting that he'll be alright. Days after I wrote him a hate song with all of the flourish I own, undoubtedly pleased to his eyes came a sparkle for something that he had to show. And bar stools, do I even know your real name? Minutes turned hours as we got to talking, continued as closing time came. Climbing the stairs of his east side apartment, he tells me his innocent plan. Finding a room with a worn down piano, plays until I understand. As we move on, I'll stay. at spots in the city where people remember our names. Keys are on fire and I'd be a liar if I said I could walk away. Somewhere there's a whisper, anger and cruelty, plotting its cold victory. Feel it dividing, but if you stand beside me, we can suppress it today. Yeah. He said, I'll be your strong companion.
You just heard was Story from Fox and Pepper's upcoming album Hashtag, available at Anthrocon
and digital day and date, hopefully
eventually.
We'll be on the internet one day.
buy their album.
All right, so
what are we talking about now?
At this point,
are we taking it serious now?
Well, we can actually go into some of our questions because we have furthermore con reports, people asking questions on how to pass the time, people wanting some advertising. Basically, I do a thing about furry books, please talk about me. And we'll do that in a second.
Okay.
But on a brief political tangent, Jeff Meck contacted me and was like, hey, check out this and all the bullshit from South Carolina and Mississippi.
North Carolina.
They're all the same, all Carolinas. It's like there's only one Dakota.
God. Hashtag not all Carolinas.
Oh my God, Fez. That in all the bullshit that one of those stupid transgender bathroom bills got vetoed by a state, and that state was South Dakota.
Yay.
So South Dakota, more progressive than, well...
North Carolina, Mississippi... Tennessee, Alabama, I think was one, and Oklahoma.
Yeah, just fuck Alabama.
Right.
And Oklahoma, too.
Okay.
Fucking stupid hat.
Yeah.
Okies, get out! So a little bit of good news and all the bullshit from, and it's like you were having a conversation on Twitter, it's like, marriage is kind of a given, so now they're going to attack, all right, what minority can we still attack? We can hate the Mexicans. Yeah, we hate the Mexicans. We can hate the Muslims. All right. What's in that LGB? We can't hate those guys. Oh, the T's. Let's hate the T's.
No, they can hate the LGBT, the entire thing, because they keep finding nitpicky little legislative bullshits.
Yeah.
To try and edge out.
It's not like shit's changed as far as you can be fired in a lot of states for being gay. You can lose housing for being gay. They're trying to put in shit like you can be refused treatment from certain doctors for being gay. So, they're not done fucking GNL yet, but they're already onto the T. So
yeah, it's like let's.
So fuck conservatives. Basically,
it's like if you give a shit about what other people are doing in the bathroom, you're thinking about it too much.
They're pooping. That's all, or peeing. That's all they're doing.
So story anecdote time. So actually, we can go segue this into Haven Con.
Okay.
So my mom, love her to death. So they were at Haven Con this weekend. Various a rainbow of people. My mom is nearly 60. She's seen some shit, and this was way outside her comfort zone. She's like, I really like the furries even more now. But she was in the bathroom, and there was someone. She was like, it's a guy in a dress, and he was adjusting his falsies. Okay, Mom. It's like, I said hi as I was washing my hands, and he seemed very surprised. I'm like, okay. You know, they had to use the restroom, and they looked weird in the men's room with their tits. She was just kind of like, she wasn't being mean. She's like, they seemed very surprised that I acknowledged their presence. So I was like, okay. It was just one of those things where it's like, if a 59-year-old woman can just be like, okay, whatever. It's like, grow the fuck up, bitches. You know, I've dragged my mom. She's seen some shit at this point. And it's one of those, like,
they're a furry fiesta veterans.
Yeah, they're like, they really like the furries, though. But it just like at every con, you know, you've seen it at Fiesta. My mom, she talks to all the young folks, and they see her as a very motherly figure, and they all hug on her and all this stuff. And it happens at Haven Con too, you know, just talking to kids, and by the end of their conversation, evidently they're giving her a hug, and then they wander on.
It's kind of funny that the most frowny thing you saw were the people in the nudie suits.
Yeah, of all the things, that was like the thing that I kind of noped out of.
And is it the one with the fig suit?
Yeah, the fig leaf.
It's
for those
at home
far.
And Pepper, it's a flesh-covered, collared bodysuit. So it looks like you're naked, and they have.
They
like,
were naked under the suits, though.
They had like fig leaves over their.
You can totally see their junk.
But outlined. The fig leaves.
Why?
Basically, I don't know why, but it was like of all the things that both either my parents or I saw this last weekend, it was just like the people in the fig leaf. Everybody else, whatever.
I usually see that shit going around as inappropriate Halloween costumes around Halloween. But I've seen like pictures of those.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're these two characters from But I'm a Cheerleader. I'm like, well, that's a seminal LGBT teen film from like 1995. But you're also walking around in skin-colored body suits with fig leaves or faux fur over your bits, and there's kids around.
Yeah.
Well,
I was selling my furry porn. Right?
Yeah, that was what I was thinking too. It was like Haven Con. They need to They need to focus their marketing a little better. Determine what they want to be and stick to it.
Yeah, whether they're over 18, under.
Are they
18?
Over 18 and under 18? Are they all ages? Because, like, if they're trying to market to everybody, there is several people in that room, including us, that were inappropriate to a convention that was trying to be all ages.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, AntiCon is also a convention for all ages, and I sell the same stuff. I mean, no dicks were on display, but you just kind of got to keep an eye out for, make sure no kids are, like, picking up your...
boys in briefs?
Right, yeah.
Because it was right there, and man, that caught everybody's eyes.
As the cover should.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. There wasn't that many kids. It was mainly LGBT teens and adults, because that was the market. But some people did bring their kids.
But
they
do want to kind of expand and be an all-ages, family-friendly thing and actually have more kids programming. But they also, this year, really expanded their after-dark adult programming. So now, what Haven was saying during the closing ceremonies is that now they're trying to find a balance. That, like, last year, people wanted more adult programming. And this year, there was a ton of adult programming, and people really enjoyed that. But there was also other people with families that wanted there to be more family programming. So they will be further kind of tweaking that balance going forward.
And they are trying something pretty new, all things considered. It's not like, oh, hey, here's this LGBT, you know, even things like GamerX aren't that big, and they're actually out in the Bay Area and have the support of big devs that are out in the Bay.
Right.
And, I mean, it was really cool, though, that they did have GameStop throw some money their way, and they had Vinji, I think it is, they had which is, they had a couple games there that won, a couple of indie devs, the Black Ice and Color Thief.
Mm-hmm. And they also had, what's the studio that does Star Wars The Old Republic?
BioWare.
BioWare, yeah, they got one of the Guests of Honor and Mistress of Ceremonies was from BioWare, from Canada.
Actually. Canada BioWare, not Austin BioWare.
Yeah, not Austin BioWare. They actually sprung for like a plane ticket instead of just local. But I guess she's from like the main BioWare office and stuff. But her thing is that she's big into cosplay, so she was totally all about coming down here for that. So, but those who don't know, Haven Con is in Austin, Texas, and it's billed as an all-inclusive convention. They're actually going to drop the ever-growing alphabet of GLBTIQ, everything else in
hashtag
there, and just right and just call it all-inclusive. But it's, you know, much to the chagrin of some whiners, it is supposed to be a safe space. It's all-inclusive. It's a harassment-free zone. It is. They very much enforce, you know, the don't be a shithead, basically.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Don't be a shithead to other people.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good cosplay that weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously lots and lots of fursuiters, but there was some really good Korra and Asami cosplay.
Oh my god. There was this little girl with a toy BB-8, and mm-hmm. she was cosplayed as Rey.
Aww.
And I didn't get a picture, but she looked incredibly on point. She was fucking adorable.
Yeah. I didn't see her. But there was a lot of good cosplay. And, you know, of course, there was the Asami and Korra, because they had Jennifer Arnie voice of Korra. Legend of Korra, the Avatar sequel, where, oh my god, Korra's a lesbian in the last scene. Gasp!
Totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Hated, huh?
It's one of those things that, you know, at least they did that in the end, and there is a continuing comic where they have to kind of explore their relationship, but it's like, this is as far as you can go. Well, alright, well, it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think it has a lot of potential. Like, it was really cool. The arcade, the game room had a bunch of neat stuff that I hadn't played before. I got to play some games that I hadn't seen or that were at PAX South that I missed.
So the con chair told us, apparently, that for Planet being there started some interesting conversations.
Oh.
Well, that's all he told me. That was literally exactly what he said. And he said it to me in person, and he said it on Twitter, too. And I'm like, and I guess part of it is explaining furry to the normies, kind of.
Yeah, and that was one of those thoughts that I had. It's like, you know, if they want to expand it and make it more mainstream, it's like, is there a place for Planet there? In theory.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where, you know, if they're trying to be all inclusive, Furryport is, it's Dix right there. Page zero of the Red Rusker Volume 2.
No cosplay horse.
Random doggo person with two horse cocks.
You know, it might be, you know, there's two. There's not. I mean, there's some mainstream LGBT blah, but furry has a lot of it. You just have to assume that it's animal people, too.
Yeah. Well, like, there was a Austin comic shop that did have copies of Island.
Yeah, let's not boil my entire business down to horse cops.
Well, no. I'm just saying, you know, it's like, because in addition, there was the guy next to us who was telling his weird ass stories all weekend who had some fucking knives for sale.
Yeah,
which pretty sure you weren't supposed to have those, but he had a bunch of fucking knives. Who's gonna tell him, hey, you shouldn't have those? He's got knives. And then the guy with the crochet jockstraps. That was interesting.
Yeah, he was one of the
crocheted.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, crocheted.
Wow.
Jacks. You heard it right.
Yep.
Because there was a lot of vendors that had a lot of stuff that you'd see at pretty much every nerd con, and then there was sort of the weird stuff that you wouldn't quite expect,
like crocheted jockstraps.
Like crocheted jockstraps and knives and bootleg Star Wars keychains. And
this is the thing I got to break into. That's how I cross the mainstream, is it?
And it's one of those things that I wish I had a better perspective on the event, because I was at the table most of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I want HavenCon to succeed. I want it to be a thing. you know, I think it's fantastic that they're doing it here in Texas, because, you know, not everybody can make it out to San Francisco or New York City, where the other one is. I think it's in New York. Maybe it's in Baltimore. I don't know.
Wait, what?
There's Gay Lexicon, which is up north, but there's Gamer X in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm pretty sure that there's one out in the East Coast, but I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it might be neat to go to Gamer X at some point. But mm-hmm. it's also, it's way the fuck out in San Francisco, and that ain't cheap.
And,
you know, so, hey, GamerCon's here in Texas. It's a 3.5-hour drive from Dallas. And there's a lot of queer gamers down here who are also nerds in maybe like anime and or Western animation. So it's one of those things that it's like, I don't want to say that. I want to help them, because I already have enough on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see them succeed.
Two conventions not enough for you, Sarah?
Oh, God.
I think I want to help HavenCon, but I'm so burned out. It's so soon. If it was farther away from TFF, I'd be a lot more likely to help out, but I'm just coming off of burnout out of TFF when that rolls around.
Yeah.
You know what? Guest suggestion? They should totally have John Barrowman.
If they could get his appearance made.
I'm sure it's high, but it would be worth it.
Yeah. I don't know. They cut a deal for a tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm. And he also sings and dances. You could have him in a variety show.
He would be really gay. That'd be great.
How could a deal for a tiny thing?
For a tiny piece of John Barrowman. Well,
not tiny,
but...
I'm talking about short people. I just want some short people in my life.
Oh, okay. Well,
we have separate.
That works fine.
I'm bite size.
How come me banging Severin continues to be a joke in this hour? It's just like.
You, no, that was doorknobs. Different kind of banging.
Wow.
So.
We can keep that going. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I think what they should probably do is maybe cut down on the vendors. See if they can get some more like family friendly midday content.
As me, concert.
There you go. I can invite Pepper.
Continue to do like gaming content, because they had a board game room, but it was like way off in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to be in a new venue next year, so hopefully be better laid out, because that particular Holiday Inn doesn't have a lot of space and is weirdly laid out. All of the event space was added to.
So next year might be more better.
I hope so. Like, I will totally attend. And like, I paid for a ticket, and then I ended up helping you table, so
mm-hmm.
they got money from me anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
So I think the company we were next, the not ones we were next to is, but the other one is Crochet Empire.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. That is it.
That those have the crochet jock straps.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Crochet Empire.
But yeah, I want.
They are not Crochet Empire on Twitter, because that is.
It's an actual crocheting website, and they're very cross if there's a man in a jock strap. Did you see he had the crocheted muscle shirt on the first day? I was like, that's crafty and hot. You have the bot to pull this off.
It's crochet_empire on Twitter.
Know the difference. It can save your Twitter timeline.
Yep. Jocks for...
Yeah, sounds like a South Park episode title, Crochet Empire.
Oh, and he even took a picture of furries that were trying... That were.
No, oh, yeah.
He was measuring them to...
In suit?
Yeah.
Yes, it is a fursuit wearing one of his jocks.
That's great. But HavenCon, it was neat, and there was lots of people that said they had a good time, and that's great. And they're like, yeah, we're going for 2017. I wish them all luck, and if I can lend a hand, I will try to do so. Maybe we'll get Shane on some point.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, come talk to us.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
I need something like low impact where I just show up and do something. Because I do not have any brain power to plan Jacker shit after TFF.
Yeah.
And, you know, small cons like that always do need staff. So, hey, if you're a furry in Austin, I bet you could probably volunteer and make it a very furry con on the inside.
I just don't want to overwhelm it with furry and let it... I don't want it to become a homebrew furry twice.
Yeah. Know?
Especially since it's, like, 3 weeks after furry.
Well, not even that. It's just, like... I'm just saying, if you're a person that wants to lend a hand at a con, I bet they could use a hand. Mm-hmm. As long as you're there to help and not take it over. Because don't do that. That's shitty. Mm-hmm. Don't make it low-key fur con. Make it a great nerd anime.
Yeah, don't try to hijack... Yeah, with just this content.
Bitch, I will hijack the fuck out of that guy. You can't stop me. I'll show up with 9,000 fursuits, just hand them out.
If you show up with 9,000 furries, that would make their day, and also like, break the fire code.
Oh, God.
Be Peppercon.
Oh, man.
So, Pepper, have you thought of starting your own convention featuring programming all about you?
Okay.
We can't even get one going in our state that's like, well liked.
Hey.
Arizona has a con, but everyone goes through like begrudgingly, kind of like Anthrocon in a weird way. But yeah, whatever, I'll go. I live here.
I was a guest of honor at that con,
which proves how shit they are.
Oh,
no,
dude. Actually, Pepper, were you even there that year?
Which one? The one you were? I might have lived here, but I didn't attend the con because I think I was moving at the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, we went for one day, but none of us bought badges. So, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna talk about ghosting now, you son of a bitch.
That con's owned by a dude who owns 9 anime cons. It's a business. That's his job. I don't feel bad.
Oh, well, that's all right if they're making money. Wait, no, it's not.
That's the thing. It's like a for-profit fur con run by all people who are anime people, and it's weird.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Everybody bitches about it. Not that it's like horrible if you go, it's fine. It's a little con. It's actually surprisingly big for it's in the middle of Arizona. They have like over 500 people there, and it's only happened a few times.
And hey, you know, if you're a first shooter at that con, you can say you're the hardest of hardcore motherfuckers because you managed to survive first shooting in Arizona.
Yeah, I was shooting 2 weeks ago at an outdoor carnival. That was great. It was 90.
It was like April. Dry heat.
Okay, I was not dry. I was sweat.
Yeah,
he was iced.
Made him sweat.
You just kind of cut a hole in the bottom of your foot paws to like let the sweat drain out.
That's what the hole that my tail pokes through. That's what that's for.
Yeah, it's like the hole in the bottom of a cooler that you let the melted ice out.
Oh, yeah. Basically,
it's like where's Pepper? We'll follow the sweat trail.
Oh. Yeah. See, it's not just Jackass to leave a slime trail.
Bringing it back to like. Minute zero.
Bring it back. Oh yeah, there's another con trying to get started in Arizona. They're calling themselves Itty Bitty FurCon, and it's like, alright, the thing is, people complain about AZFC. Well, not all people, I mean, a lot of people have a really good time there, but like, the local Phoenix people will be like, ah, con problems, and I'm like, well, how about we, like, there's enough of us, we go to a con, and I'm like, nah.
We make our own con with blackjack and hookers.
Do not start a fuck you con. That is like the worst thing.
I think as people start con, they don't realize exactly the amount of money that needs to go.
Yeah. Cons started out as spite are usually done by people that don't really know all that goes into them. And
it's not even spite. We just want it to be in the community, like in our community, but none of us are willing to like work at a
well, I mean,
con, so it's
you,
like, all right, there you go.
Full-time
that's why.
Job and you're juggling your music career. I mean, you're already busy as shit. And that's why.
Yeah, I got like 90 friends who live within 6 miles of me who could totally run it. Like, there's like, nah, I don't know.
you thankfully realize that cons are a lot of work.
So, where is Itty Bitty FurCon going to be?
It's also in Phoenix. It's in like a ballroom. I don't know if it's like a whole hotel or if it's a whole con or if it's just one day.
See, we got Furry Siesta. Huh? It's
like that. Sounds a lot like Furry Siesta.
Panther is trying.
I think you just like hang out and it's like, but it's the same. It's like all the people running it are like making themselves guests of honor. And it's weird.
It's like if the only way you can be a guest of honor is making your own convention, you're doing it wrong.
Dude, I wish Pat would be like, GOH this year, Pat Pena.
Oh, what, a fiesta? Just be like, bam, declaring myself GOH.
Yeah. yeah, guess GOH is under Fuzzwolf, Pathhyena, Vermifox.
Our GOH is our staff. Yeah, staff ready attendees, you will please us.
And then, of course, we have, we get Sable. Mm-hmm. You'll be the sheriff of that.
So we had this idea that we bounced around at one point of doing, like, a reverse year where, like, the general admission was the guest of honor. And, like, it went backwards. So, like, super sponsor got, like, the attendee level shit or something like that.
Yeah.
Why?
No, it was just it was a joking, silly idea, but it was gonna be like, it was, I don't remember who I was talking to.
As a guest of the con chair, they have to do all the work, including all of
it. Though, yeah, like the GOH is basically the door guard volunteer.
we cherish our volunteers. We are not besmirching their honor. Please volunteer.
Besmirching. No, it just sounds so hot. It sounds vaguely dirty.
Yeah.
It's like the sound that you would get if you were able to press two anuses together. It would go shh. Sh-
if you do it wrong, you get suction. You pull each other's assholes out. Science, man.
Whoa.
Just like that guy in that swimming pool.
Exactly.
Isn't that the kid from the
Last Final Destination film, man?
Was it? Yeah. Wait, no. What? I'm actually asking you like I'm serious. Sorry.
Yeah, one of the people that dies in the last
fight. I heard that's how Mikey from the Life commercial met.
Is he got his gut sucked out by a pool drain.
It's just like that fourth Alien movie where the alien gets sucked inside out through that pinhole-sized hole in the ship's window.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking science, man.
That's our theme next year. You know, come to Furry Fiesta, get your asshole sucked out in the pool.
Oh my god. Yeah.
You're off the planning committee.
You are not allowed to do themes.
Am I not on the theming committee anymore?
I'm pretty sure Noxie will kick that one out.
But Noxie loves butts.
She feels very strongly about butts.
Not inside out.
I did find it very cheeky that she made that shirt during the Tracer, quote, butt fiasco, and then, of course, the fucking pose they come out with is like sexier and further accentuates the butt.
This is WoW drama.
No, actually, Overwatch drama.
Same company. Okay.
Anywho,
people feel very strongly about butts in video games.
Apparently,
it's a butt, dudes.
So salty. Not the butt. I meant
if you're not salty, you've been t-shirt.
Salty butts.
Salty butts.
Ew.
Is it the same Noxie I know, or is it a different Noxie?
Noxie Chew. She does lots of butts.
She's an artist here in Dallas.
Does a lot of WoW badges. Does a lot of other stuff.
She was across from you all con in the den this year.
So there was that big butted drawing.
I'm sorry.
Art post. Yeah. Poster thing she was selling.
She's also she's a guest of honor this year at Fermi.
Yep.
In a few months.
I'm thinking about a Noxie that talks to me about paws.
No, this
probably
would be
not.
Butts.
Probably not.
No, she's a butt fetishist, not a...
not a paw fetishist. Ah, oh, you and your smelly paws, God.
Alright. Mine aren't good. You don't go after mine. I go after yours, that's how this works.
You know, I do have to say I got a foot massage from a paw fetishist once. That was awesome.
Jesus.
Because, like, all you gotta do is kind of sit there and let them work, and...
I mean, there's no licensing or anything. That could just be anybody.
Yeah. What was that, Pepper?
There's no licensing or anything. Anybody could just walk up and rub your foot. The quality is not guaranteed.
Right, yeah. They start twisting.
Anybody?
Like,
all this was the dribble.
Some quality control.
At high speed.
Oh, jeez.
So, should we hit some of these asks?
No.
Just save them for next week.
But there's already 2 weeks of asks.
Then it will be 3 weeks, because it's 10:30 and I'm in training this week.
Oh, you're
so,
right.
So
and I'm buying a house tomorrow, so...
So Shiva's buying a house tomorrow.
Yay.
Okay, so...
Settling myself to debt for the next 30 years.
Yay. Don't die.
So Pepper, we'll let you have the last word here. Tell us about the song we'll be playing on our outro.
All right, well, the first one you heard, Story, is kind of more like the somber-toned things or whatever, and then this one is the, I guess, more party-ish kind of thing, even though it's also a sad song. It's, I had somebody who's like, you should write a song about post-con depression, so I'm like, yeah, let's do that, but like, it's like a white guy reggae song, and then Fox added the organ and all that nonsense to it, so now it sounds freaking great. So this song is called the See You Next Year, which is, you know, it's the best thing you can tell yourself at the end of the con. I played this at TFF, by the way.
I've heard you perform this live. Yes, this is lovely. Okay, so this will be Purple Coyote taking us out with See You Next Year.
On that note, good night.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Okay.
How connections you make from a distance change dramatically when you're meeting face to face. But every once in a while you find yourself inside a situation where you don't know who to blame. Could be the excitement in the lobby, you're not in your home state. Could be the liquid in the cup that I keep drinking, but I only got 3 days and you're gone again. Maybe we'll meet in line for something. Maybe we'll best to stay in contact, save enough that I can buy the gasoline, and I swear to God if work won't get me my vacation, I'll go to cons all the year long while I'm unemployed. Maybe we'll meet in line for something. Maybe sitting here watching the closing, set our alarm so we can catch the shuttle bus. Still have tonight where I'll be dancing like a dead dog, because if I don't sleep, the night will never end. Maybe we'll meet in line for something.